Lord Jesus, please help suffering souls to realize the great gift that is theirs in their pain, and that they can unite their sufferings to Jesus, who continues to suffer until all are saved. Amen. And I'd like to explain that many times we've seen Jesus sweating great drops of blood and even agonizing on the cross because of the suffering in the world. There are even those who carry the wounds of Christ in their bodies as a living witness. And there are others who carry those wounds that are not seen as a suffering, uniting them to the Lord. And I believe that he's going to have suffering until the very day that there are no more souls to save, because he won't be happy until everyone is saved. But of course, that's not possible, as we know. So here's the message. Our Lady began tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, and suffering beyond anything experienced in the history of the earth. She's talking about the Ukraine right now. This is what is going to bring souls to their knees, finally not being consumed with their possessions. It is not his will that anyone should suffer these calamities, but it takes actions so tragic to shake their attention off acquiring, protecting, and climbing the social ladder. Nonetheless, the Lord is so very sensitive that he suffers with them in ways you could never approach or understand because of your humanity. You see, there is no human that could handle this. God alone can survive this kind of suffering, the suffering of all creation. All of you also participate in his agonies, with the little sufferings he allows in your lives. Each suffering, when offered to God, becomes a golden chalice, capable of holding the blood of all creation. Nothing is wasted. Just as I went from spot to spot recovering his precious blood after his crucifixion, so did the angels collect your tears and your blood to offer to the Father. You see, you and I are co-redeemers, participating in his sufferings. He alone paid the price and redeemed us. But as time goes on, many people and prayers are needed to bring this grace to the lost, so they will recognize what he's done for them. That's where we come in, to pray for hearts to be softened and repent. So do not despair if you're sick or tired or have some other debilitating illness. Every bit of suffering offered to God is doing what you could never do, even if you were in perfect health. This is a wonderful truth which makes provision for every soul to participate in union with Jesus in his sufferings. He totally understands the feelings of helplessness that you experience when you cannot be up and active on his behalf. You see, my children, there is a greater grace released through prayer than any other activity. Your world teaches you the opposite. So many never learn the truth of this grace until they reach heaven, and the fruit of all their prayers is revealed to them. To pray and suffer is the most powerful thing you can do with your mind and body. And those who minister always count on backup prayers to keep them in action, to release the anointing. So you see, your prayers obtain innumerable graces for those who have the commission of bringing the word of God to the unsaved. Without your prayers, they could in no way be so effective. Take courage from these truths. Cherish them in your hearts, and revisit them when life seems to get so tough you just can't go on. In those times, avail yourself of my intercession. I promise you will receive relief as I bring you before my Holy Son and his Father. Rejoice, my intercessors. Great is your reward in heaven. You labored in secret, but shall be openly rewarded, so that heaven may rejoice with you. And I'd like to add here that Even if you're dying, you can offer your death to the Lord for sinners. There are so many things you can do with the life that's been given you. So in extreme circumstances, don't give up. Offer yourself to the Lord and be united to Him. Amen.